Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
And welcome to a Thursday morning in the great city of Atlanta. Steak Shapiro and Sandra Golden, thanks so much for being with us as we take you through 2 hours of entertainment in the great city of Atlanta. I said that already, but that's what we're going to do, is try to have some fun. Nice to see you. Not always, this is a little bit different schedule-wise this week, right? Because I got you on Monday, Tuesday. And Thursday. Normally it's
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Thursday, Wednesday.
Don't get used to it. It's about to change too. And Rusty's such a baller. Like, he's got 17 television gigs and all that good stuff. So it's all good. I just want to say it kind of feels like a Friday today. And I want to bring up the weather because it is perfection, y'all. 68% humidity. So it feels cooler than it is. Actually, it's only going to be 70s today. Not a cloud in the sky.
I just did a thing on V103 when I do a Atlanta Eats on Radio segment with Big Tigger Morning Show. And I asked, because it's Memorial Day. It's a lot of rituals on Memorial Day weekend. I didn't realize how many folks, like, this is their, you know, first big lake weekend. Yep. Or, like, there's, you know, kids are officially done with finals. My son Bobby's got his last final today. So, like, you know, a lot of folks are headed to their beach houses, or they're headed for the family weekends or family reunions or all that. So I was asking, like, three items that make a great barbecue. You go to someone's house, they're hosting a barbecue. What's going to get you the most excited? Do you have an item that you walk in, you go, oh, yeah, they know what they're doing. I'm going to be excited about that.
Ribs. Mm. Like, if they've been working on those ribs since about 8 a.m. and that party's in the afternoon.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Like, that's...
Yeah. We were saying, what were they saying? Well, homemade potato salad. Like, if somebody really shows the love, probably like your mama used to do. Mm-hmm. Your mom definitely made homemade potato salad.
She still does it to this day. You bake the potatoes, right. Let them cool overnight, pat them dry. Yeah.
My sister-in-law, KK makes a homemade potato salad that's so decadent that I'm always like, you need to tell me if that's coming. Because I need an extra workout the day before.
Yeah.
Because I know how you're making
so
that
good.
Sucker. But if you walk in and you see somebody that is, like, you just know when you're at somebody's barbecue that is paying attention to
what it. Is the opposite of that?
Oh, you're great, like, question. Oh, no. Well, first of all,
the worst barbecue.
Can I say this? They're not a sponsor anymore. But they were fine. But, like, I don't want to see Bubba Burgers or frozen burgers. Like,
you're right.
Pay attention to, like, if you're going to do handmade patties.
Right.
because I'm a huge burger guy, right, as you know. Like, pay attention to, like, handmade burgers on the grill, have the whole, you know, cheeseburger fixings, right, with different kinds of cheeses and tomatoes. And if they're just got, like, some frozen box and they're just throwing them on there, they didn't pay a lot of attention to that, right?
That is such a good point.
So, like, just I want to see a grill that when you open it up, it's got all, it's got the corn that you're grilling. It's got different proteins.
Nice.
It's got the sausages and the burgers.
You're 100% right.
Like, I can get, I can crush at one of those. So maybe Memorial Day weekend. I'm not invited to anything. So if you want to invite me to your barbecue.
Yeah, what's going on for you the weekend?
So it's way slower, which is great.
Well, you've been nonstop though. So
yeah,
that's
it's been
a good
three, 4 weeks of, I'm looking forward to being with the fam. Kimberly has scheduled a service day for the family, because she decided that, you know what, everybody needs to kind of redirect their priorities a little bit. You know, all our kids, we spoil them, right? Doesn't mean we have spoiled kids. It means they are spoiled. So she's like, we're going to, I don't know what we're doing.
What, what does that even look like, and how do you sign up for something? I got many questions.
Habitat for Humanity something along those lines.
You're going to have a hammer.
A ladder.
Let me know what address of that house is going to be. That
I was offered.
Steak is, like, going to put up some plywood.
So here's the
thing. Hand me a 2x4.
I don't know if I told you, I painted houses many, many summers ago, and I'm afraid of heights. So my parents still talk about, why did we have you?
You're doing the baseboards?
Yeah. No, I was up there, scared the hell out of me. And I, not surprisingly, the head guy on the job, it was one of those jobs, he hated me, right?
Aww.
I didn't have what it takes, but I was
thinking. The last great Jewish carpenter was Jesus, and all of y'all should have handed in your tools. That's it. Like, just
after
go
Jesus,
like, you know what? We're never going to get better than Jesus.
It's all downhill.
Yep, yep.
So here's what I was thinking, because she's planning this service day for us, and I'm not sure what we signed up with. Mm-hmm. I was just offered phenomenal tickets for the Braves and the
Padres on Sunday
at 4 o'clock. So I'm thinking, you know, how about our service day is that we go to Truist Park and
get bar service.
Yeah,
service day. That's what it's called.
Let's just say it's one of those places where Bo works. And I'm thinking, yeah, does bar service count as service day?
Oh.
Because daddy will take an Uber and take the three kids. And can we call that service day?
That is a bar service day.
Right?
Nice work.
Yeah. Or at least maybe we can wrap it up. Is that okay if you're on site? You're just like, hey, guys, we got to wrap up this. I know this is a humanitarian mission we're on. I got some tickets to the game. And y'all are adorable.
You should reschedule service day for a rainy day.
Yeah. Service
day. No, that's nice that y'all do.
Service day is only when the Braves are on the road. Kimberly.
Yeah.
They're only on the road.
Right.
Anyways, we got to talk about that basketball game last night. Also, Bill O'Brien, head coach of Boston College, but a longtime friend who I haven't chatted with probably since he was with the Texans. I know we didn't chat when he was at Bama because that don't happen when
we
you're offensive coordinator,
to.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be chatting with him in about 15 minutes. That's coming up. But we got to talk about that basketball game last night. So do you want to do it as sound you need to hear? Do you want to do it as part of 9 at 9? Like, these are big decisions.
Well, let's do sound you need to hear, and then we'll get into 9 at 9.
Okay.
The Knicks were up by 14 points with 2 minutes and 48 seconds left.
At home. In the Eastern
And there's
Conference
John Hamm watching,
final.
And there's all the celebrities. They should have showed them more, except it's impossible. You have to show the game a little bit.
I think they're up by 17 in the fourth.
Oh.
But think about what Sandra just said. They're also up by 9 with 50 seconds left, 14 with 2:50 to go. Like, this was a game. What is it? Game check?
Tying.
No, I'm saying this is like game set match.
Right.
It was over. And by the way, Jalen Brunson goes out with his fifth foul early fourth quarter, and the Knicks go on this ridiculous run, and you're like, that's a championship team. They just took it from a one-point game to 14 without Jalen Brunson, and then the Pacers start coming back.
Yeah, they do. Tyrese Halliburton comes down to the wire. He hits what he thinks is the game winner.
Yeah.
He thought it was a 3, and it wasn't. It was a 2, but it game tied, and now we go to overtime, they win it.
He was waiting for the famous Reggie Miller choke sign when the time was right, and no time in the history of the NBA would have been more right than at that point if it was a 3 and not a 2, which, by the way, the way that ball goes straight up in the air and nobody knows where it is and drops through is one of the most dramatic moments
sports.
I've ever seen.
That's why sports is the greatest.
It's unbelievable. Here's what he said, though, right?
I wasn't like plotting on it or anything. I just, everybody wanted me to do it like last year at some different point, but it's just got to. It's got to feel right. And it felt right at the time. If I would have known it was a two, I would not have done it. So I think I might have wasted it. If I do it again, then I might be, people might say I'm like aura farming. So I'm not, I don't plan on using it again.
How many shirts are ready to be made of the Reggie Miller next to the Tyrese Hopkins? Because, by the way, they won in overtime. So absolutely, that still stands, right? It's still one of the great chokes in the history of the NBA. I don't think it, if they hadn't won the game, it would look silly. Listen, they choked, and you made the shot to send it to overtime, and then he was unbelievable in overtime. He was getting doubled. He was dishing the guys for layups. That kid, Naismith, had 8 threes.
He finishes with 30. Why did the Celtics let him go? That was a great move.
Dude, he was a first-round pick.
8 for 9 for 3, y'all.
That guy's been great for Indiana. Yeah, Boston, as much credit as Brad Stevens gets, they gave him up for nothing. He's a first-round pick, 14th pick in the draft, and he is a baller.
Let's go,
eight
Pacers. Let's
threes.
Go. Game two is
eight
Friday.
Threes.
Woohoo! 9 at 9. Let's go. Braves Nats rained out. They'll have a day-night doubleheader on September the 16th, so check your calendars. So what we do know is tonight, A.J. Smith-Shawver and Trevor Williams. That was who was supposed to go last night, so they're moving him to today. However, Snitker would not confirm the pitching rotation coming up Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So heads up, we'll let you know. I'll give you a Ronald Acuna update. He played yesterday. Gwinnett is in Louisville. He was 1 for 4, double and a walk, a couple of strikeouts. Did play the entire game in the outfield. As you heard Alex Anthopoulos tell me in Stake 2 days ago, it is probably likely is exactly what he said, that Ronald will not be coming back on Friday.
Well, he wants him playing full games.
Full games.
At least that's a good sign, right?
Yeah, and the outfield the whole time as well. The big news in Atlanta is Caitlin Clark and the Fever are here tonight at State Farm Arena. There are tickets available to get in if you just want to be there. They were around $25. Great seats, Stake. And I just talked to Andrew Salzman, your friend. I was like, 450 that is the number I'm seeing? He goes, yeah, that's about right.
For the real good seats.
Lower level, good seats. Even in the corners of the lower level.
Yeah, if your daughter wants to see Caitlin Clark, she can get in the building for $30. But if you want to sit down low, you're going to pay a little bit more. They beat him the other night. Brittany Griner also in here as part of the Atlanta Dream. She had a big night the other night. So Caitlin Clark is here. I wonder, like, what hotel they stay at. Do they stay up the street here at that Four Seasons, like all the NBA teams? What's it like when she's out in public? I mean, if she's walking around Atlanta, you know, I would say that's a bigger deal than probably 98% of any NBA player. 99%,
oh,
right?
Yeah. Her star power is ridiculous
right,
she
just,
right now.
If she's just strolling down 14th Street around the corner.
And how many people are going to their very first Atlanta Dream game tonight?
Absolutely.
And I can't wait for you to see the product and because it is special. You're going to have an absolute great time. SEC baseball tournament. Georgia is out. Georgia lost to Oklahoma 3-2. Wes Johnson, well done. You want to know why? Because there has been many a team that has to use every single arm and they waste them and it means absolutely nothing. Get home, rest up. The announcement will be on Monday for where the regionals are. Likely Athens getting one for sure.
100%.
And just you figure out who the field is, rest up, and go win the regional. That's the most important thing. Don't cry over a loss against Oklahoma. And Georgia Tech will play Cal today at 3 o'clock. That is on the ACC
Network. Yeah, Cal must have beat Wake Forest. They already beat Miami. So Danny Hall's dream season, we hope, continues. Bill O'Brien, Boston College head coach. We come back. Sports Radio 929 The Game. Sports Radio 929 The Game. What a fun day today is going to be with everything happening in Atlanta with Caitlin Clark in town and big weekend coming, of course, for the Atlanta Braves. And we'll get some NBA stuff to talk about. And we get to talk to a guy that I haven't talked to in a long time coming up in just a second. So
heads up for tomorrow. I think I mentioned it on Tuesday is that it is our, I believe, the second biggest traffic day other than Thanksgiving is tomorrow afternoon. For whatever reason, Steak's saying everybody getting out of town. So just be aware and be careful. Leave early or leave today. There you go.
One of those Memorial Day weekends.
Yeah, getaway Friday. Right? Mm-hmm.
You know where this guy's probably going for the weekend? The guy we're about to talk to?
Cape Cod.
He's going out of
Cape Cod.
He's going to Cape Cod. I'm going to grab my little ducket. I'm going to Falmouth or Cohasset. somewhere along there. We've had a Cape house for years, probably. Right, Billy? Here he is, Bill O'Brien, head coach of Boston College, joining us. Did you spend the summers on the Cape, Billy?
Absolutely. Harwich.
Harwich.
How you doing?
We had a house in West Harwich at the Belmont. We used to go to the Wooden Shoe. I kid you not.
Absolutely.
You know the Wooden Shoe?
Was that a strip club?
The Wooden Shoe. No. Legendary place.
Legendary place. No, Sandra, 75-cent draft beers.
Oh,
draft
wow.
beers for 75. We would pregame, and then we go to the improper Bostonian for happy hour.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
No question. See Jim Plunkett.
Jim Plunkett happy hour. You are right.
That's great.
Dude, that's a
start. Hey, wait a second. You know, there's a nor'easter coming up this way. So, as you can imagine, so we're not going anywhere this weekend.
Wow. Oh,
that's
You've had a pretty good run, though, weather-wise, last few weeks. Bill O'Brien with us. Longtime friend, head coach of Boston College. Billy, great to talk to you after a few years. Let me ask you, as folks here in Atlanta, of course, remember you very fondly from the golden years of Georgia Tech. Talk about what those years in Atlanta meant to you and how much you still talk to the George O'Leary, Ralph Regan, Randy Edsels, that George Godsey's, all the guys that were a big part of Tech those days.
Yeah, those were great, great days for us, you know, especially that the coaching staff and the players that we had at that time, Stake, you remember that. I mean, you know, we had good teams. We beat Georgia 3 years in a row, and a lot of great football games. You know, I can remember, you know, Virginia and the games versus Virginia at home, the Clemson games, the Georgia games. So it was great memories, and I keep in touch with all those guys. George O'Leary and John Anselmo came up to the Syracuse game this year. You know, George Godsey and I are very close. Ralph Regan I check in with all the time. So, yeah, when you win like that, you kind of stay together. You know what I mean? So it's good. Good stuff.
George Godsey had the slowest 40-yard run to daylight against Georgia. I think that was the third straight year. But did you call that play? Was that what Ralph played? It's like a fake pitch and run to the end zone, I think, at Bobby Dodd Stadium?
That was Ralph Regan. And that was the midline option. And that defensive line for Georgia had Richard Seymour and Marcus Stroud. And, I mean, it was a who's who of – and we just said we can't block them, so let's try to read them. So we would, like, kind of, you know, smoke and mirror, and George ran it from 30 yards out. That was at Georgia.
That was at Georgia, okay.
Yeah.
You know
– I think it was 2000.
Yeah, so you don't – and Jim Donnan's a good guy, but, you know, I think you know this, Billy – you don't keep your job if the Yellow Jackets beat you 3 years in a row. That is not job security in Athens.
No, it's tough to keep the job. And that's what, you know, then they hired Mark Richt, and it wasn't great for Georgia Tech. And then now they have Kirby, and, you know, I know Brent's doing a great job at Georgia Tech. They had a great game last year against Georgia. I know that was an awesome game. So, you know, it's more competitive now with Brent there. But, yeah, those were some great, great years.
Bill O'Brien with us, head coach of Boston College. I don't know if I've ever heard you talk about, because you weren't talking at the time, obviously. When you're the coordinator for Bama and Nick Saban, you're preparing for a Kirby Smart defense multiple times, but in particular the national title that Stetson Bennett won and I think beat you in Indy. Did you guys feel like – that was a tough draw, having beaten Georgia numerous times, and now you got to beat him again after just beating him in the SEC title game?
I think that was very difficult. I mean, we had beaten them in the SEC championship game, you know, whatever, a month
earlier.
Yeah, and you know, we felt really good about how we approached that game. But then having to, you know, go – we beat Cincinnati in the semifinal game, and then we matched up against Georgia again. And it was tough. I mean, look – they play great. You know, Kirby does a great job, especially defensively with the things that he does. We felt good about it. We turned it over a little bit, had some mistakes. We lost Jameson Williams. John Metchie was hurt, so we didn't have our two best receivers. Not an excuse, just, you know, we weren't at full strength for the national championship game. So, you know, Georgia did a good job taking advantage of all those different things, and they did a great job winning that championship. Kirby's done an awesome job at Georgia. Got a lot of respect for Kirby, and, you know, it's fun to watch them.
Bill O'Brien with us, head coach of Boston College, joining us on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I was going to ask you, I think I heard you do a couple of interviews, but the notion of getting fired, which happened with the Texans, which I think is that the only foot? Because every time you interviewed for a job, it seems like, starting, I think, back at your alma mater, and then Tech, and then, you know, Maryland, Penn State, all these jobs. I don't know that you ever lost a job. So, you know, not being in the NFL and losing a job, was that unique for you? Writing on the wall, those jobs are not lifetime jobs, unless I guess your name is, you know, most of the time Bill Belichick or Mike Tomlin. So take us through that, and do you have more perspective, I don't know, having been in the game so long?
Yeah, that's, you know, look, I think a lot about that. You know, look, when you get to the level of coaching that some of us have arrived at, you're going to get fired. You know, we were in Houston for 7 years. We had a lot. We won the AFC South 4 times, but in the end, it was the COVID year. We started out 0-4, and things weren't going well. And so, you know, we got fired. And I think what you find out right away, Stake, is you think you have like a million friends, right? You think you got all these friends that are going to help you out, but you really don't have that many friends. And so you lean on the guys that are your best friends, the Doug Marones, the Mike Devlins, the George Gotzes, and Nick Saban was great. He brought me in there and really helped me. I stayed at Alabama for 2 years, which was a big help to my career. And I owe a lot to Nick for that. But, you know, at the end of the day, getting fired, those things happen, but it's tough. It's tough to get fired. It's tough on your family and all those things. But there are things that, you know, make you sit back and you know, review the things that you can do better. And I think that's what I tried to do in that period of time.
Could not agree with you more about realizing who your friends are. I've been fired numerous times. It's like, wow, I guess I'm not as popular as I thought I was. Like, I'm not hearing from these guys and the guys who leaned on me to help them with gigs and get their kids internships. I haven't heard from them in a long time.
Right, exactly.
And I got friends in the NFL. I mean, you know, you have to have perspective. I wonder if your son, you have two beautiful kids, but I think it's well documented. One of your sons has, you know, major physical disabilities that you've had to deal with. I would think also the blue-collar nature of how you grow up, that at the end of the day, it's first-class problems. Did that give you more perspective, and your wife as well, of saying get over yourself, like that's just part of the deal?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, Jack, our oldest, is 22 years old, Stake. So he was born with a brain malformation. So he requires 24/7 help. And, you know, his mom, Colleen, is his primary caretaker. And it's, you know, it's tough, but at the end of the day, you're exactly right. It gives you a lot of perspective on what's important. At the end of the day, we have a younger son, Michael, who goes to Tufts, plays baseball at Tufts. So he's doing really well. And you know, I think that's what it's all about. Everybody has a unique family situation. And in the end, there's nothing more important than family. And so, you know, I think that has given us a lot of perspective.
It feels like, speaking of family, you landed somewhere where it kind of fits. Where you're from up there, you think you went to high school not far from BC. Your wife went there. Why was the BC job the right job for you and the O'Brien family? And how tough is it in this climate to try to have BC be what it was even under Matt Ryan or Glenn Foley? Or, you know, I grew up right up the street from it, and Doug Flutie. I mean, it's a different climate for NIL and all these SEC schools that we cover.
It is. It is. You know, look, this, you said it, you know, this is a great fit. I grew up a half an hour north of here. I grew up in Andover. I went to St. John's Prep up in Danvers. I love Boston. I love coaching here. My wife is a 92 grad of BC, and I love the kids here. Coaching these kids, they're tough. They're hardworking kids. They care about, you know, getting a good degree. We had 3 guys drafted a couple weeks ago in the NFL draft. So that was big for us. I think we're on the right track. Look, we're never going to, you know, have the money or the resources that an SEC school has, but I do think we can recruit to who we are, right? You know, we can recruit Catholic schools up and down the East Coast. We can recruit kids that come from families that, you know, that care about the combination of good football and a great education. So, you know, we're working hard at it, and we just do it day by day. We've got a great staff. We've got a lot of NFL experience on our staff and feel good about where we're headed and just, you know, like I said, one day at a time.
I wonder, haven't been down here 30 years, but I will say, I don't know about the football end of it as much, but I hear the word BC. When everybody's coming south from the Northeast, the one school you hear about a lot down here is Boston College. So it feels like the South is well aware of the opportunities at that place. It is a very special place.
Yeah, I appreciate you saying that. We do. We try to, you know, get into that area. Obviously, Georgia and Georgia Tech have, you know, done a good job, incredible job of recruiting that area. But there are some kids down there that you know, maybe they go to Marist or, you know, they go to St. Pius or Woodward Academy or something like that, that would be interested in coming north. Maybe there's a connection with Boston College. So we do try to get into that area a little bit.
A couple of quick things before we go. Bill O'Brien, head coach of Boston College, with us. Is it funny that sometimes like a 10-second moment, we'll call it viral before viral, that Bill O'Brien proved he was a tough Irishman that wouldn't take any flack when he got back in Tom Brady's face that day on the sideline, which probably happened a million times with different players or different moments, but that particular kind of was the brand for Bill O'Brien. A, was that argument any other than one you have with Tom Brady? And is that the moment where people still talk about?
Yeah, you're right, though. Those things happened a lot. That one just happened to be caught on camera, right? We were playing the Commanders. You know, now at that time, they were the Redskins. And, you know, there was a drive, and Tom threw an interception, and he was kind of getting on some of his teammates. And so I was, you know, we ended up in an argument that lasted about maybe a minute.
Right.
And then soon thereafter, we were getting ready for overtime. We actually didn't go to overtime. We won the game. But those things happen all the time. It's very competitive. But one of the things, you know, sometimes they get caught on camera, and you get asked about it all the time. But it's actually a funny story. It's not really – it's a story where, you know, it's like two brothers fighting, you know what I mean? Two brothers, and they get over it very quickly. So that's kind of how it all went.
Speaking of brothers fighting, you surprised how the Belichick, Kraft, Brady, post-Belichick, all that gossip around the Patriots, you lived in the middle of it for a long time. You surprised by it, disappointed by it, have no any thoughts on any of that?
You know, that's a great way to ask that. I've never been asked it like that, Steak. That's a good way to ask it, because I do think that there were so many great memories and great times there. And, you know, it meant so much to all of our careers to be able to be there. I just think it is important to look back on those years. You know, it should be very, very positive. But, you know, things happen. You know, people grow apart. People don't agree on things. But I have great memories. I love the players I coached there and the guys I coached with, Dante Scarnecchia and Josh McDaniels and Ivan Fears, and then obviously the players, right? Brady, you know, Matt Light, Dan Copen, you know, Wes Welker, Randy Moss, all those guys that I coached when I was there, Kevin Falk. So I have great memories of that, and you wish that hopefully over the course of time that people see it that way.
All right, Bill, I'm going to put you on hold to make sure I have your number, but I'll say this. BC's got a great tradition of football. Georgia Tech's got a great tradition. These ACC schools hopefully continue to step up. Sandra, of course, a Florida State grad, and Clemson and all. ACC needs to have a good season coming up, and hopefully that happens for all you guys.
No doubt, Steak. And, hey, I got to tell you, I love watching your burger reviews, your food reviews. They are unbelievable. So I appreciate you doing that. Yeah. When I go down there again, I'm going to try to hit every one of those places you have gone to.
You know, everybody has a gift. You call plays, I eat burgers, so we all have our
I
gifts.
I love it.
Thanks, buddy.
Great to talk to you. Thank you, Steve.
Always. That's Bill O'Brien, head coach of Boston College, former Texan NFL head coach for 7 years, and part of the ACC. We'll try to talk to more and more coaches as we move along here. Hey, when we come back, more on that Pacer game, which was wild. Mac Brown chats on Carolina. And Jeffrey Lurie, are you kidding me? Sports Radio 929 The Game. Night 43, Sports Radio 929 The Game. Thanks so much for being with us. Thanks to Bill O'Brien, head coach of BC, for joining us as well. And I hope you guys enjoyed hearing the Tech stuff, especially if you're Tech fans. You talk about the glory days of Georgia Tech and that coaching staff. I forgot Doug Marrone was on that staff. He was an NFL head coach. George O'Leary on that staff. Randy Edsall had huge jobs. Mm-hmm. Ralph Friedgen, Bill, so NFL coaches, big time college coaches, all kinds of guys on that staff. And I never heard him talk about trying to having to play Georgia twice in a month to try to win the national title. And also quick to point out their two best receivers were banged up. They came everything lined up for Georgia to win the national title and finally get over the hump that freezing cold night in Indianapolis and get over the hump to beat Alabama, which almost is appropriate, right? Is that if you're going to win the national title, go beat your nemesis.
That's right.
Saban
mm-hmm.
own Kirby mm-hmm. In big games. So we appreciate him.
Hey, join Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and Allie Mack on Saturday from 10 to noon at Calavan Kia at Lithia Springs. Allie is going to check out Atlanta's largest selection of new Kias and over 350 used cars. And don't miss your chance to score a five-day cruise for two with every car that's sold. That's all this Saturday, 10 to noon, Calavan Kia at Lithia Springs on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So we will get to the NBA coming up 10 o'clock. It was a remarkable night at Madison Square Garden, especially if you don't like the Knicks. That was some entertaining television. Braves coming home for a weekend series. We'll get into that.
Did you bet that last night?
Did I bet it? I had Indiana in the fourth quarter, and they were down by 17, and they were getting 3.5. And I just said, oh, well, that's a loser, 100%. So you're
no, it wasn't.
Yeah, that's good, why that's why they call
wow.
it gambling. Yeah,
wow.
It was not. You know why it's a flip of the coin? Because there was nothing about picking the Pacers. It was a 1-point game in the fourth. They were getting 3.5. I said, I think it's going to go down to the wire.
Wow.
And then it's like, oh, that was a terrible pick. So just proves to you that, you know, there's no rhyme or reason. Sometimes that's just how it goes. Indiana's had three comebacks, unlike any comebacks in playoff history. They've had three of them this playoff. Not to mention the Knicks had two 20-point comebacks in the second half. So
did you see, and rest in peace to Mr. Irsay, the owner of the
yes.
Colts, his very last tweet was, good luck to the Indiana Pacers. Go win the whole thing.
Wow.
That was his last tweet.
That's yeah. prophetic, mm-hmm. if you will, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's do a little tailgate.
The vote is happening today. Breaking news from Ross Dellinger of Yahoo Sports. The college football executives are expected to adopt a straight seeding model for this season's college football playoff. What does that mean to you? Go ahead and deep dive. Get real close maybe to your SEC championship game this year, because that thing is going to go bye-bye. Rusty Mansell is texting us this morning. They're on death watches. There's no need to have an SEC championship, an ACC championship, none of it. Also part of this proposal will be a 16-game playoff. You win your big four and you're in 1, 2, 3, and 4. You automatically get those seeds. And then let the fun happen. You will get 4 from the Big Ten and you will get 4 from the SEC. And then the trickle-down effect will happen. That's what's happening. They're voting on it today.
Today.
Today. There's going to be a phone call.
There could be no SEC championship game by 27,
yeah.
26.
Yeah, it's a matter of time, as Rusty said.
Really?
I agree. They're going to. You can tell me about the money all you want, but these conferences, the power that is the SEC
That's
and the
a
Big
huge
10.
Loss for Atlanta for the game, no question about it. I mean, listen, I've been going to that game. That's been the best crowd, biggest game in our city for 25 years.
Right, right.
No disrespect to the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl or the Atlanta Falcons, but the best crowds and the best scene in this city is the SEC title game. I totally get it with a 16-team playoff. Mostly what can happen is you can hurt you can hurt yourself, you know, by being in that game.
Right.
Case in point, I guess, Carson Beck, that was the SEC. Was that the SEC title game he gets injured?
Yeah. Beck?
Yeah.
Or was it the first playoff game? I forget. Yeah.
No, it was the whatever it was. Yeah, the SEC title game when he's holding his arm and they run
his
in.
His one arm and he came in, yeah.
Right. So, or maybe that was the semi. Whatever it is. There's not a lot of reason to play those games. And the only
it's
one
It's really going
to
hurt you.
The only one that really has any gravitas is the SEC title
yeah.
game. The ACC has been embarrassing for years. You have to block out the up top in Charlotte because they can't sell out the game. The Big Ten title game, I think they played in Indianapolis.
They do.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody ever talks about great Big Ten games. The one that would matter is SEC, but I understand why it would go away. And by the way, Mercedes-Benz is hosting so many of these playoff games and national title games anyway.
Yeah, totally agree. Mac Brown's in the news. He was on Sirius XM Radio. It was a long and winding, I thought, interview. It was a lot. And I thought that when you play the cuts, is he just bitter old guy that got told to exit stage left? Maybe. But I thought he was a little bit more thoughtful for that if you listen to the most of it. This was the headlining kind of takeaway from it, that UNC had to lower their standards if they want to get some kids in there to play.
Bill Belichick, now that he's arguably the best coach ever, they've committed money to it. They've helped them with academics. They've lowered those standards some. So there's absolutely no reason that they shouldn't be successful.
I mean, he's not saying anything that's not true. Carolina has a nose in the air about their standards.
Right.
Which I guess they don't under Bill Belichick, who's like, I don't care if they go to class. I don't care what they're, you know, majoring in or their long-term future. I'm trying to win, and I treat this like a professional franchise. I'll pay guys, play for me, and that's all I care. But he literally told Mike Florio, I think it is, I don't want to know about anything other than football.
Right.
That's not my concern.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
And by the way, I'm sure Mac Brown, that you could be somewhat bitter about it now when you see the money that's probably pouring into the program.
Well, it's a different game than when he was just there. It's just, it's well, completely different rules.
Belichick's making it a different game.
No, not Belichick. He's playing by the rules that he's allowed. They're not talking about academics at the schools. I don't even hear about kids going to class. There's a new set of rules. It's all about the money. You're an employee.
But, I mean, he was there for that as well. I mean, he was there last year, right? He got fired last year. So, my point is, this NIL has been around a couple of years, but the Carolina folks weren't going into their pocketbook nearly as much as they would under this regime where they decided we want to be relevant, right?
100%.
So, listen, I don't know that coming back to Carolina was the best decision by the Carolina folks to begin with for Mac Brown. Anyways,
I just want to remind everybody of the SEC baseball tournament. Georgia got bounced yesterday by Oklahoma. 3-2 is your final. Doesn't matter. Come home. Get your arms healthy. They're hosting a regional, and then if they win, they'll host a super regional. Yeah, but, so just there you go.
Yeah, by the way, I don't know why we were wavering because we're not that smart. But Carson Beck got injured on the Hail Mary at the end of the first half against Texas. Mm-hmm. Gunnar Stockton plays the second half, and then Gunnar Stockton starts the semifinal game against Notre Dame, which is the game that they lose.
Yeah,
so,
gotcha.
By playing in the SEC title game, you lost Carson Beck. By winning it, I guess you got the bye, but whatever. You would have had your quarterback.
Exactly. All right, that's our college football.
All right, so what is going on at the NFL owners meeting with Jeffrey Lurie? This, first of all, what's very clear with the 32 owners in there, some media members and some front office personnel, is that it's not going to be secret, even though they would like it to be, right? How folks argue, who is where is the contentiousness, the acrimony in the room, right? Jeffrey Lurie does an impassioned pitch to not get rid of the tush push. Sandra and I had the exact same reaction. Are we trying to end the war in the Ukraine and Russia, or are we talking about the tush push? Because I don't know why you get 60 minutes.
Y'all, he talked for an hour.
60 minutes.
He got the floor for 1 hour to preach on why the tush push should be.
And then they let Jason Kelsey come in, and like, he's lobbying. Like, at some point he says the tush push is like, how did he describe it?
Can we say that on the air?
Yeah, a teenager's wet dream is what he said.
A boy's wet dream.
A boy, yes. And Troy Vincent, who works for the NFL office.
PA, president.
Is like, that was a ridiculous analogy and offensive. And then there's just tons of smack talking back and forth between owners that started like, it started and appeared to be friendly and then turned into something else. But, like, and then Jeffrey Lurie starts taunting everybody, like, I don't care what you do here. We win either way because we're just going to kick your ass. Like, okay. Now, it turns out that they heard enough about, I think, Jason Kelsey saying this is not – he says, if we could run a tush push every play, I'd play another 5 years in the NFL. Meaning, it's not something where I worry about an injury. It's the opposite. that's part of the argument, is that eventually the way that play is run, somebody's going to be a catastrophic injury of some sorts, right? But you and I are like, the guy gets 60 minutes on that topic, and that's the final, that's the back end of his pitch, is that analogy? Like, what a bizarre scenario.
What is the time limit? If he got an hour?
Yeah, what topics get how long?
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
I can't imagine. If somebody stands up and is speaking for an hour, it's too long. I don't care what they're talking about. Woo!
Yeah.
22 to 10, that thing will remain another live. It lives another year. So you can tush push all your way to an NFL title.
Yeah,
good
the Jones
you.
Family, Stephen Jones, Jerry's son is in the room. He'll, you know, he'll run the Cowboys eventually. He says, the biggest point I took away from was Jason Kelce, who is a player. It doesn't feel like he's in any more of a precarious position to be injured than any other play. I think they changed their vote.
Bless you.
It sounds like based on that, they changed their votes. The 10 teams to vote against the proposal were Eagles, Ravens, Browns, Lions, Jags, Dolphins, Patriots, Saints, Jets, and Titans, which means the Falcons voted for it to remain, right?
No, the ban. The 22 votes are for the getting rid of it.
Okay.
So it's just the opposite. So they those, needed to. It had
I
to
apologize.
Be. Th- it had
those
to be.
Those are the 10 teams that said keep it.
That's right. That's right.
Those are the 10 teams that said keep it.
They needed 24 out of the 32, and it was two votes shy. So the tush push lives, and I think we can all sleep better at night because of it.
Just hearing you say that, we sleep better.
I wish I had an hour to discuss it.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll do the final hour. We have one left.
Yeah,
or we'll talk about
push.
Caitlin Clark is in town, and the Pacers-Knicks played a playoff game like nothing I have ever seen. Holy smoke. Sports Radio 92.9.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, it's 10:03, Sports Radio 92.9, the game. Spectacular Memorial Day weekend coming up. Rusty will be in studio tomorrow. I think you gave us our show, Miss Sandy.
You're not kidding. Big
the,
deal.
What the end, the swan song for conference title games. Listen, it's a new era and everything else. Why wouldn't it be a new era in that as well? That was 11-game seasons. That was 8 SEC games. They're going to go to 9 SEC games, still play an SEC
yep.
title game. No friggin' way.
Exactly.
I mean, just like.
There's no reward for being awesome. You're literally penalized
okay, so I
for
get
playing
a,
the game.
I get a week off, but I got to play, you know, one more game against LSU, Texas, or Georgia, or Auburn, or Alabama, or insert, you know, the best team in the conference that year, yeah. risk another injury, basically no break. Think about Georgia playing Georgia Tech and Brent Key in a 7-overtime game, and then they turned around and had the SEC title game essentially a week later, right?
After opening up with Clemson.
Right.
So they're out of conference. And then, so brutal.
And then if you don't win the game, you got to play sooner rather than later in the playoffs, right? You get a little bit of time. But, I mean, it's just – it's too much of a gauntlet, especially given what the SEC is, and the gap between SEC teams and everybody else because of NIL. There is no – you know, you remember the homecoming game? Vanderbilt, you just scheduled Vandy their homecoming? Yeah. They beat Alabama and almost beat Texas. So they're no longer the homecoming game. So do you have another one in there? Ole Miss, yeah. No, they're actually projected to be in the playoff. You got another homecoming game? Texas, Oklahoma, they just came into your conference. So no way. I totally get it. We'll talk about that with Rusty tomorrow. Last night, if New Yorkers – piss you off or make you angry are those Knicks fans that's somewhat insufferable. I don't even think Yankee fans are that insufferable. They're okay. Met fans are kind of insufferable. But Knicks fans, well, they are up 17 in the fourth. I watched this game. I saw Jalen Brunson go out with 5 fouls. I said
– with 43 points.
Well, yeah, well, he didn't have 43 yet, but he probably had 29 or 31 or whatever. And it was like, oh – because he was having one of those nights, Cindy. Yeah. If you were to say that Carl Anthony Towns goes for 35 or something, Brunson goes for 43, and you lose. Mm-hmm. But anyway, you can't lose that game. Like, these teams are evenly matched, okay? It's kind of like what Brad Stevens said about the Celtics-Knicks series. He said, when you blow 20-point leads, it may not catch up to you or you're, you know, at some point –
when you blow 20-point leads in your own building,
yes,
there's a different kind of dagger.
Right. It's not a
different kind of dagger.
Even though you didn't get eliminated, like, unless you're that much better than a team, if you guys are even and you blow a game like that, the whole series shifts. So I look at Indiana and New York as even, and this was a game the Knicks had in their hand. They're up 17. They're up 14 with 2 minutes and 50 seconds. Just think about being in the building paying $5,000 for your friggin' ticket because you're some, you know, wise guy hedge fund dude who's bringing his client, and you're up there drinking beers and having the time of your life at Madison Square Garden, pointing out, what's the dude's name who played Bob Dylan? Timothy Chalamet, whatever. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, what a great night. And then until it wasn't, and the moment that Halliburton gets a 1 out of 2 free throw by the Knicks. Lead is 2. He likes to shoot a 3 to win it. He was not going for the win. He was going to the basket. He lost the ball. So then he goes back outside, and he hits a shot that looks like it won it. Goes to the choke sign, which is what Reggie Miller did when he scored like 9 points in 30 seconds or whatever it was. Here he is after the game.
I wasn't like plotting on it or anything. I just – everybody wanted me to do it like last year at some different point, but it's just got to – it's got to feel right. And it felt right at the time. If I would have known it was a 2, I would not have done it. So I think I might have wasted it. If I do it again, then I might be – people might say I'm like aura farming. So I'm not – I don't plan on using it again.
Yeah, you can't use it again. It's fine. It works because they won in overtime, even though he went to the choke sign and everybody's like, okay, dude, a little early. He didn't win the game.
Yeah.
If they beat him in overtime, he looks kind of silly, right? If the Knicks win in overtime.
Oh, he's getting mocked.
Right.
Like you.
Should we grade the call on TV? That's a pretty good team, too. It's Kevin Harlan, Jeff Van Gundy. Who's the third one? And Reggie Miller. Thank you. Yeah, Reggie Miller. Sandra, how interesting to have Reggie Miller sitting there for that. And he did a good job. Like, he was not. You know, of course, he's rooting hard for the Pacers.
Yeah, he is.
Of course he is. So but he did a good job. Let's grade the call, the play-by-play call.
Halliburton. He'll take it. He'll backpedal a 3 for the win. And goal! He got it!
All Reggie's just like,
that evil
the
laugh.
Thing goes straight up in
it's
the
so
air.
Good. Good for
it
him.
Goes straight up in
yes,
the air.
Yes.
And everybody's like, where's the ball? Oh, that was entertaining. All right, let's hear from Rick Carlisle. He says, I let that guy do whatever he wants.
Players can do what they want. And it's an emotional thing. This is a difficult time of the year. So it's not a big deal to me. Tyrese has earned the right to do whatever he wants.
Yeah, meaning like the choke doesn't bother me. Like if you think, you think he's an old school guy that's going to get annoyed by that, that's really smart, right? Like I'm not going to waste my energy. We just won a game in New York. Go do whatever you want. Here is Tom Thibodeau knowing you just absolutely may have cost yourself a trip to the finals.
Did you feel like guys got a little too loose in the final minutes offensively and a little sloppy with the ball?
Yeah, the turnovers were costly, and then they converted them into easy buckets, so that sort of fueled their offense. That's what got them going again. You know, they started off the game, in a good rhythm, and then, we did much better as the half went on. And then, down the stretch, we didn't do what we needed to do.
Yeah, I think I had the Knicks going to the finals, so I'll just raise my hand, not just because of the comeback. Pacers just come at you, man. They've got a lot of weapons. They play 10 guys. Knicks have no bench. I think Indiana's going to go home, and, now they're playing with house money. I just like the way the Pacers play, and they've got the best coach, man. Rick Carlisle is an awesome coach.
And the Knicks spit on Trae Young years ago, so karma is a B. So let's go Pacers.
Yeah. So
I don't know what y'all are doing. We're rooting for the Knicks here in Atlanta. It's annoying me.
All right. I'm sorry. Have you been seeing a lot of that?
Just here in this room.
What do you mean? I'm not rooting for the Knicks.
You can't root for the Knicks. I won't.
No, I don't root. I didn't put a bet on them either. I just thought that they had the momentum, and now they don't.
Minnesota at Oaks AC tonight, 8:30. That line is, you want to guess?
Seven.
7.5, Oklahoma City.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Oklahoma City should win that series. They were the best team all year long. And Anthony Edwards said they'll be fine. They're not going to win that series. Minnesota is not going to win that series. It's still Rudy Gobert at the end of the day. I know he is. Julius Randle's been awesome, but they're not going to win that series. There you go.
Okay.
Caitlin Clark in town tonight. I'm wondering, Sandra asked something earlier. Is this the first WNBA game that you've ever been to? 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. Do you think that if Caitlin Clark walks through Phipps at 2:30 or Lenox Mall at 2:30, that there's a huge scene around her? Or
yes.
You do?
Yes, I do.
That she is.
First of all, she's not going anywhere by herself. She is.
Yeah, she's got security around
her. She's the face of. Yeah, you know, she's.
No,
it.
She's changed everything. She is literally.
Do you think she's going to the mall and getting no attention?
No, I think somebody will recognize. It's not maybe because she's somewhat diminutive. Like LeBron James can't walk into a mall, right?
Yeah.
I'd say there's 10 NBA guys, maybe more, Who would get more a buzz? What's his name? Brunson walking through a mall or Caitlin Clark today in Atlanta, right? Who do you think? You think it's close?
I think it's Caitlin Clark.
You think so?
I might be biased. They're nodding their heads too. It's Caitlin Clark.
I mean,
absolutely Clark.
There's still an element of an NBA.
I don't think
superstar.
That's a good NBA. Like Jalen Brunson to me, I don't know.
Carl Anthony Towns walks through a mall. Nobody cares. Like
Anthony Edwards walks through a mall.
No.
Anthony Edwards and Caitlin Clark.
Anthony
right?
Edwards. Anthony Edwards.
Just more yeah.
I mean, the NBA is still the NBA. There's still some people.
But I'm just saying, like, Jalen is not as, like,
I don't know.
Jalen's,
he's an Olympic player. He's on the Knicks. He's on national TV every night. I think he's a lot of young. I'm just going to say, let's just say young people, white and black, 13, 14-year-old basketball player. My son knows who Caitlin Clark is. He'd be way more fired up to see Jalen Brunson walk through than Caitlin Clark. But I think she's again, I just said my son. I think there's no question that for girls who play sports and basketball, she is Michael Jordan. That's who she is, right?
100%.
If you're a girl playing sports. I'm curious what our listeners think. Like dads or moms.
We just had two of our teammates here in Bo and Joe, and they both were nodding. It's Caitlin over. They didn't even hesitate. So I
Caitlin Clark walks through Colony Square right now, and Jalen Brunson walks through Colony Square, and those two over there are saying absolutely more buzz for Caitlin. Is that what I'm hearing?
I think 100% more. Caitlin Clark has more name and face ID amongst the general
average
population
Joe, yes.
than a typical NBA player. And to your point, Stake, there might be some people who are more interested to see Brunson, but there's probably more people who have an interest in Clark, I would think.
What you should not do is be logical. I'm just throwing, you know, that actually makes sense.
All I know is
I hate it when people make sense. And
we don't do that on this show here. So.
Does he not see the name?
Save
on
that
the
for Andy and Randy. They do like real sports and real.
I mean, gave a really clear argument that she's just more mainstream.
I'm just saying, if you haven't been to an Atlanta Dream game, what they're doing at Brittany, the star power here in Atlanta, and Ryan Howard, that building tonight. Is get in price $25, go sit in the rafters and just kind of be a part of it.
Okay.
There's something special happening here too. So the
That's
fact that
cool.
Caitlin's here and it's, you know, it's at State Farm. What a great day. A new brand new floor is being rolled out tonight from the Cash App.
Girl.
It's going to be sexy.
All right. When we come back, speaking of sexy,
Oh boy. Now I'm getting texts from Day Day. He's going to chime in with something logical about women's basketball.
Tom Cruise was on Pat McAfee. Also, who's doing Hard Knocks? Smoking Joe is going to talk about the Falcons. Both coordinators talked yesterday. He's going to try to be logical again and give us sports information.
No.
What did Day Day say? Does he have someone worth
Depends on what mall she's walking through. And I do think, Day Day, that is the line of the morning.
That's
Thank
good.
You, dear. You're exactly right.
Here we go. Hey, tell us to specify.
Give us the mall.
Yeah,
give us the mall, Day Day.
Yeah. Perimeter
they stole
mall.
Our producer. Doggone you, Dukes and Bell.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Oh, Steak and Sandy enjoying Thursday. I get Sandra for another half an hour, and then Rusty Manziel rolls in here. I was going to talk to Rusty. Maybe Daughter's Day. I got to check with Conti. Because of my, you know, my daughter's leaving for the summer in a week. She wants to come in tomorrow. And I mean, after the performance of Rusty's daughter, if you didn't hear Kaylee Manziel, who, by the way, now is 0-for-1 on the road, right? She traveled to Missouri, tried to sign that off.
That's right.
That offensive lineman, right?
Uh-huh.
And it didn't happen. What's that kid's name? Anybody remember? He's not a dog, so we can't worry about him
I'm
going
to call him a Jackson can't win now that he's going to University of Miami.
Oh, look at you.
Jackson can't win. Kaylee didn't bring enough money down there to Missouri, Georgia. Rusty, you in your pockets. You should have, like, you know, nil it up for the dogs. Give her some money.
If you listen, Rusty, see if she wants to come in tomorrow. That would be a fun Memorial Day show to have the girls in and chat. But, yeah, she's 0-for-1. Took the trip down to Dog Nation, may not let her travel. It's like going to the NBA draft lottery and getting the worst possible pick.
Right.
Just standing there dumbfounded. There's no more awkward, like, dynamics than watching those NBA lottery guys when it's like, well, that was the Pelicans' worst scenario. They'll be picking sixth. It's like, you know.
They
like,
need to send Graf for the Pelicans. He'd be a good luck charm for him.
So
he would be good.
If he's walking around. He's listening today. I forget what he was commenting on. I don't know. Some nonsense. Graf's our buddy, friend of the show, part of the show. So we will get to Belly Up in a little bit, but Smoking Joe Patrick is here. And this is this like a standard thing at the end of the – are we done now with workouts? And – OTAs, all that?
The OTAs are about to really ramp up here. In fact, I'm looking forward to, I believe next week will be the first time media gets to be out there to actually watch these guys on the grass. So that will be fun because we actually have not seen that since rookie minicamp.
Okay, and that goes till when?
Oh, it goes until right about early June, I believe. And then you get kind of the dead period before training camp starts, about 6 weeks.
So this is prior to that. So I was totally wrong. Prior to that, you have the coordinators come talk, right?
That's right. Yeah, we had all the assistant coaches really yesterday. But I focused a lot of my time with both the coordinators. Yeah.
All right, so what do we got from yesterday that jumped out at you?
Yeah, well, we can throw to Zach Robinson first. Of course, he's talking about the quarterback, Michael Penix.
Yeah, no, he's been awesome. I think obviously that next level understanding of everything is an offense, you know, from a run game standpoint and, you know, play action pass, and we're getting into our, a lot of our drop back concepts. But it's great for him to hear these things, you know, obviously year two going into it. And then we do have a decent amount of new stuff, too, that's keeping everybody engaged and fresh, too. So he's doing a great job. He speaks up in meetings when he needs to and when he feels like it's appropriate to talk to the receivers. You know, a couple times it came up even to this morning in meetings. So he's doing a great job.
I think that's really important stuff from Zach Robinson, him talking about speaking up in the meetings, especially with some of the new concepts that they're going to be implementing, which I'm sure Zach is really excited about implementing some of those new concepts. I also asked around Zach, the offensive line coach Dwayne Ledford as well, about him being left-handed. This is something I've heard from a lot of fans, and please don't ask me to ask these people this question again because they basically laugh in my face when I bring this concept up. It's basically not an issue for these offensive coaches.
Well, what's the question they want you to ask?
Well, they want to know, you know, do you have to, like, re-engineer the playbook around, you know, him being a left-handed quarterback in terms of the runs and stuff. And I actually talked to the assistant quarterback coach, DJ Williams, and he actually said it may be, there is some of that, but it's more of a problem for us, the coaches, than it is for the players. They pick it up.
Doesn't it just mean that his right tackle protects his blind side as opposed to his left tackle?
It is, but so what Dwayne Ledford has said is that with the team being in so much pistol and shotgun, it's not like the old days where you're completely blind to that side.
Right.
So the quarterbacks have a little bit of an idea of what's coming.
Yeah, listen, there's not any amount of time. Like, sometimes, like, you pay, like, you know, coach speak to, like, these off-season film sessions are really important. When you're the quarterback, all of it's important.
Mm-hmm.
What does
mm-hmm.
he like to run? What do you see in this play? What would you like me to add into the offense so when we get back here in July, we've got more of that stuff?
Mm-hmm.
What are you most comfortable? Like,
exactly.
I mean, the quarterback job in the National Football League is unlike any position in all of sports in the world.
Yeah, and to have the dialogue that goes back and forth, the quarterback giving his opinions and thoughts about certain plays, what he's comfortable
right.
with, what he's not, that's when you really see quarterbacks start to elevate. And then one quick thing about Ulbrich, too, Jeff Ulbrich, the defensive coordinator, I thought that, you know, he talked about a lot, but I thought it was interesting. He said, you know, people kind of think that we still learn plays out of a thick playbook and we just kind of go page by page learning the plays. And that is not how it works at all in the modern NFL. These teams are so specific in terms of rules. That's what they're looking for. They're looking for what kind of rules are offenses trying to break that defenses have. And so for a defensive coordinator, it's almost, you know, like game. It's the game theory of like tit for tat, tit for tat. So you're kind of really, really getting into the forensics of it all in terms of trying to scheme up a defense. But I think they're all excited.
What does
about
that
it.
Mean, scheme up a defense? Like trying to understand that all the advantages are on the offensive side of the ball, rule-wise?
So what they're trying to do is the quarterback thinks that he knows what the defense is running
oh, right.
based on certain rules that they've studied, and
right.
it's Jeff Ulbrich's, you know, it's his job basically to make the quarterback think he knows what he's looking at when he actually doesn't. And one other thing that Jeff Ulbrich, we kind of informed him during a scrum that of the tush push vote, and you could kind of see his face drop a little bit. I don't think he's excited about having to scheme up that play. He frankly said, he's like, it's very difficult to stop. And I think the Falcons were, according to Adam Schefter, one of the teams that voted to ban it.
And they were very vocal. Raheem is mm-hmm. not even, he's like, I don't want it, get rid of it. He's been front
well, the good
and center.
News is the only time we'd see it is if we're in the playoffs, right?
Yes! Tell everybody maybe. What the playoffs are to the folks that are just tuning in. That
yeah,
are
for
Falcon
those
fans.
Of you who are Falcons. Fans,
right. yeah.
They have these extra games.
They're postseason, uh-huh. post-regular
yeah,
season.
After
best
the
teams.
Regular season,
yes.
the
yeah.
best teams
yeah.
have a chance to compete. All right, great stuff. Smoke and Joe Patch will be a part of the show as well. Let's do a belly up.
It was game number 49 for the Boston Red Sox, and Alex Cora said, I will not be there because my daughter is graduating. Game 49 of 162, okay? So he is catching it from a lot of folks up there. In New England.
You know what you don't do when you're the manager of the Red Sox? You don't spend time with your friggin' family. What the hell does that mean? I wish I could have been at my daughter's graduation, but I was up the street at Sully's getting loaded. What the hell is that all about?
Exactly
so
right.
he his daughter graduating Boston College.
Oh, that's awesome.
And
yes.
he was very, you know, didn't get angry about it, was very clear about his priorities.
I made the best decision for my daughter, and for those who don't understand, I'm not gonna try to convince them. It is what it is. You know, I made the best decision for my girl.
He it was Sanders sent the cut. It's about a minute and a half long, and that's a It doesn't matter if he was there for game 49.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the NFL where there's 16 or 17 games. An NFL head coach cannot miss a game for a graduation. That can't happen in the NFL. Completely different in baseball. It's also, you know, you're calling plays in the NFL or everything else. That's never going to happen. It's up the street. He said the entire day was dedicated to her. Mm-hmm. There was not a minute that was not about her.
Yeah, and he said there wasn't a chance I was going to stay for a little bit of it and come back.
You know, it reminds me of when I say, if you think we're going to break down the Braves in their 71st game of the year, as opposed to talking about things that are more, you know, mainstream, not sports related. My point is, baseball is different. 162 games. You're not going to do sports talk radio about all that stuff. And same thing for, like, your bench coach will be fine. They won the game.
They won.
Yeah, they won the game against the Mets.
Right.
And Alex Cora said, and here's the other thing for managers. He has leverage. He is absolutely, they were scared to death he was going to get hired. Remember his contract last year was like, Alex Cora is going to be done. And he decided to come back with the Red Sox. He has the leverage. And he said, I'm doing this and there's nothing to talk about.
Yeah. Good for you, Alex Cora. Good decision. So there's a little movie coming out this weekend called Mission Impossible.
I've not heard of it. Probably sounds like it might be fun.
A guy by the name of Tom Cruise. So Pat McAfee is just winning at life. Lands Tom Cruise for 36 minutes.
God,
36 minutes. He is a bit long-winded, but
yes.
Okay. So I did think this was kind of interesting because you and I talked about this, that there's some clips of him sneaking into theaters and he's got a full thing of popcorn and he's watching with other folks. So they asked him about what is going on with the whole popcorn and your experience.
I love going to a movie and getting popcorn. For me, it's just like comfort, you know. I love the comfort of a movie theater, and I love like, you know, setting it up, and I'll see several movies, you know, on the weekend. I'll kind of chart my weekends for the movies, and, you know, I look forward to it, you know, like what these guys are throwing down, and it's inspiring to me seeing these movies.
He talked about Sinners.
Yep.
He talked about Brad Pitt's movie about Formula One. He props everybody else up. He is like a really savant, almost on the spectrum of the way he talks about the world.
He's an excellent driver.
But dude, he talked about that stunt of him on the plane, which is so friggin' crazy. He did like 15 minutes about it.
He did it again two nights ago in Fallon in detail.
Yeah, it's hard to sit through that. But just watching it, McAfee said it. There'll never be anybody like this guy.
Yeah.
What that guy is doing with these stunts and that filmmaker that he works with and trying to top himself. And he did inspire me. I have not been in the movies in a long time. He did inspire me, which is what he's trying to do.
You should see Lilo and Stitch, which is equally as much chatter, y'all, for the kids. This Lilo and Stitch movie is going to blow it out of the water.
Is that true, Bo?
Yep.
Is that true?
Oh, it very much is.
Yeah.
The Braves were in town this weekend. Well, Lilo and Stitch is a great movie anyway.
The original?
Standalone. Yeah, the original.
Why is it so good? I'm being serious. Like, I haven't seen it. Super funny.
Well, Stitch is a fun character because he's an alien and he does all kind of crazy stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's kids.
So it's
movie,
a really
so.
Well yeah. done.
And it the is, music, the soundtrack to this is incredible because Stitch's mouth, when he opens it, plays music. Like, that's one of his superpowers.
I'm almost going to watch it. You know, I always think when I'm thinking of young people and kids.
I can direct
Sandra
you. I mean,
Golden
kids.
Like, I always
like
think
peanut
of
butter
you.
And jelly.
Yes. Sandra, she's always here for the kids.
That's right. I'm always here to get you
there.
Kicked off my plane.
Hey, when we come back, who's doing Hard Knocks? You're going to be psyched. Sports Radio 92.9.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
We've had a lively time of it. A lot of topics out there where I give the four of us credit, Smoke and Joe. Where'd he go? He just left. Last segment, those guys disappear. I understand. But don't they need to help Bo answer three strikes from the same people that call us every day? I mean, those same three people.
We're almost to
Sorry.
The end.
No.
Please.
So we talked about whether Caitlin Clark walking around Atlanta would be a bigger deal than Jalen Brunson. No question she's more mainstream in the world.
Right.
I don't know about, like, Atlanta and basketball fans and, you know, it is a 17-year-old African-American kid is going to get boy, I would think, is way more jacked up to see Jalen Brunson or Karl Anthony Towns or Anthony Edwards than seeing Caitlin Clark. Right. And I gave my or a white kid, like my son, 13 years old. I don't know how excited he'd be to see Caitlin Clark. But then there's everybody else, right?
Yeah.
That aren't basketball fans. There's like a 43-year-old woman that if she ran into Karl Anthony Towns, in a million years she wouldn't know who he is, other than to think, boy, you're really tall. You should play basketball, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Meaning, like, you know, most of mainstream, Caitlin Clark is unlike any sports story in history. How do I know that? Because women's basketball never put up numbers ever, ever, ever like what she's done and what she's done for the WNBA. So that was a great conversation. I mean, that was part of it. What else are we kicking around? Oh, this, you're educating me on this Milo and Stitch thing, which
it's
is
Lilo.
Lilo and Stitch. What'd I say, Milo?
Yes, I don't know who. This is his cousin. So Lilo and Stitch, the first one was
animated. Milo and Lilo. Hey, what's up, Milo? Sorry. I'm such an idiot. I mean, like, the amount of, yeah. So why is this such a big deal? Because it's the
first one was animated. This is live action. But they're saying this is the very best, like if you watch The Lion King when they brought it to life, I'm like, that's not
so
great.
Yeah, how was it? Did you
Pinocchio,
see
it? Not great, terrible. Pinocchio. This is really going to be good. So, it's getting great reviews.
So, Lion King live action.
No good.
Was with who? Was Beyonce in that? Was she in the
No,
original?
They made them. They made it more like, they took it from
no,
the cartoon
I know.
To
I
the,
know.
The graphics.
So
but
who
there
was
wasn't
in
a
it?
There wasn't a human in it, but they
the
made
voices.
It.
I think Beyonce voiced Nala.
Nala.
Maybe.
So
why didn't it work? Didn't have the same.
It wasn't better than the first one. That's if uh-huh. you're not going to do it better than the first one, don't do it.
So, what about the Little Mermaid chick floating around? I used to love that song, Under the Sea and all that.
Yeah.
The
yeah,
Little
yeah,
Mermaid.
Yeah, I didn't see
They
that.
Did a live action of that one too, right?
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, there is a live action one of that too.
So just, Lilo and Stitch is yes, among the yes. kids, but the music is a massive part of this
so
thing.
So it's a
whole,
musical?
Not only, yeah, there's a bunch of music in there.
Do you think I should take, if I tell the girls we're going to Lilo and Stitch and Bobby, the five of us, because this is our last weekend together until that we're going to be together.
I think
also.
They would like it, Bo. You
is
would
it like What? Talk to
you. You know, I'm not sure.
All right.
Because you don't have younger kids.
No,
they would probably rather go see something like Sinners, I would imagine.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, that's
it is going to be a fun movie. I'm actually excited to go see it how excited my daughter is.
I think the girls, if it's done well, would be excited. And how old's your daughter?
She's 11.
Oh.
She has Stitch all over her walls in her bedroom.
Well, that's a no-brainer.
And Stitch is very funny. He's very sarcastic. Like, you parents will get a lot of the jokes that the kids don't get, which I always like it.
I got you. Here's our three strikes, and then we're going to talk about Hard Knocks for a second. Favorite animated show or movie all time? Favorite animated show or movie all time? I always love hearing dudes like, I'm 65 years old. I love that Little Mermaid.
That guy's creepy.
Yeah.
So let's.
No, that Under the Sea song is a great song, right? Kiss the Girl. You got to kiss the girl. That little crab talking. I like him. The item at a barbecue, when if done well, means you're in a good place or you get most excited. So going to a barbecue, the one item, if they do it well, gets you excited. We talked earlier, homemade potato salad, about homemade burger patties, not some dude flipping frozen patties on there, like a guy that really took the eat and paid, right?
Yes.
To knowing I'm at a great barbecue, what's the item, if done right, means you're in a great place? What did you say earlier?
The ribs, because they probably started the ribs the day before or the night before.
Yeah, there's a lot to be said for
good
somebody that
ribs.
That
husband does the best ribs ever.
Right. Do you know what the key is? Is it his
he
marinade?
He starts it approximately a week and a half. I have to hear about the ribs and what the planning, and I need to take. I mean, we're going to do this, and we're going to have a seance, and then we're going to take them outside and pray over them, and then we'll put them on the grill. Then we'll take them off and let them set, and then there'll be apple juice involved and some beer.
Apple vinegar,
and then at what point I'm going to ruin the kitchen because it is blown up with mess.
Does he clean it after?
Sandy cleans it, and then the ribs are so good 4 days later. Thank you.
He tells
delicious.
You that.
Love them.
Right, slow and slow. That's what it's all about.
Oh, and messy.
Does he have a TV outside?
I will put one there for him tomorrow. Yeah. No, he doesn't have a TV outside.
All right,
outside.
So
yeah,
the other thing is with that, does he just do it off his phone, too, to see the temperature?
Yes.
Does he have
the whole thing.
Yes. He has the technology of the phone, right?
Yes.
So you can actually be in the house and be bouncing around and know how it's doing,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. The item at a barbecue that, if done well, will get you excited, and your favorite father-daughter time together of anything else, because we're thinking, I just asked Rusty to bring in Kaylee tomorrow, assuming Mike Conti's okay with it, and Sophie will be here, and be a fun Friday show, right? You think that's a good idea?
I think it's a great idea. Baby Sophie, man, you better bring your A game. Kaylee is the real deal,
well,
Holyfield.
Yeah. Kaylee will help host. Sophie will just be there to kind of be inspired, right? I want her to watch what a young woman who is moving up in the profession looks like. So she's not necessarily going
to
get.
Are you trying to get Sophie to do this for a living?
I want her to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
She's obsessed, and she's incredible knowledge. But I don't know if she could present that way. But whatever. Let's not. Don't ask. Don't get too deep into it. I'm just saying it'd be a fun show.
Okay, I agree.
It's like a holiday show.
Yeah.
Favorite animated show or movie all time.
Mm-hmm.
The item at a barbecue, if done well, will get you most excited. Favorite father-daughter time together. It's a little different because favorite father-daughter with Sophie for me is going to be ball games. Favorite with Nola is probably a great meal, right? She gets so excited if I say we're going to dinner tonight. Planning the outfit, analyzing the menu, the breakdown, the analysis. I guess you'd think their dad was into sports and food. You know what I mean? I was like, where is this?
Apple doesn't fall far.
Where is this? You're talking about the apple for the ribs? The apple cider.
Apple cider, apple juice. Oi, 404-726-0929. Our 10 o'clock hour is brought to you by WiseGuysProWash.com. Get them. Go online right now. You can have it done tomorrow. You don't even have to be home. Your house is going to be beautiful.
Does he have neighbors? You guys have neighbors you can invite over once?
Oh, yeah. In fact, like, they request Larry's ribs. He is known for
these. I was going to say, otherwise just cooking for you. I mean, you got to add ribs of that attention.
No. And
you got to have multiple.
Oh, everybody knows about the ribs. He's famous.
And if they don't, he will tell them.
He will.
It's like your golf game. Everybody,
yeah,
just
can't
like your
wait
bracket.
To hear about what you did on the 17th.
All right, what's going on with Hard Knocks? I got you so excited.
Buffalo Bills, y'all, is going to be featured. So the leading up to the season, the preseason one, and you're like, wait a minute. They were in the playoffs. The NFL and NFL Films adjusted the rules So the only rule that's in play is that you can't have a new head coach now. But Buffalo was all for it. Like, they were like, we'll do it and we'll gladly do it. But I think the one I'm even more excited about, y'all, is the in-season. They're doing a division, the NFC East.
I was blown.
Are you serious?
I was blown away. Tell me, Joe, if you agree. I know what it takes to do one of those Hard Knocks in terms of the production and all that. Last year, the AFC Central, was it, right? Steelers,
yeah,
Browns,
the Ravens. Bengals.
Mm-hmm. Like, to do four different places in season,
it's crazy. So yeah, I mean, it's incredible. The amount
of resources.
Did
you watch that last year?
I didn't watch every single episode, but I know that they did it. Yeah,
it was...
That one
just
in
keep
season,
expanding. It's
and not only that, they didn't have to like make up dinners for them to go to because they went to those four teams.
I know, dude. It was
so
like Tomlin.
Good.
They go from Tomlin to Harbaugh.
Yep.
And then you got the Kevin.
And they
Stavansky.
Take you through the playoffs. Like they take you to the end of the season. It was
sick.
My favorite one.
Mm. All right, let's get some calls. All right, we need some new callers also. And I love the guys we're going to get.
I don't know if we need new callers. That didn't go well 2 days ago.
Listen, are you up for steak scrutinizing you? Just ask yourself if you're a man or you're going to be a scared little cat. You're going to be a scared little pussy cat, right? 404-726-0929. Mark the PI. What are we investigating today?
Oh, yeah. What do we got?
Here's your favorite resident PI. I'm in Fairburn today, Steaky and Sandra.
What are you doing?
Are
Who are you looking at?
Somebody who's like...
It's a liability case where a woman was involved in an accident with one of our clients, Swift Trucking, and no damage to the vehicle. Nobody requested medical. 3 weeks later, she's got Morgan and Morgan, and got a $3 million lawsuit against them.
Oh, what's she claiming? She can't see?
Hold on.
She's claiming back, neck, and hip.
Would she just do a Peloton class? What'd you see her do?
Well, right now is day number one. I'm sitting here watching her house, seeing if she goes anywhere.
She pretty girl?
Yeah, she's very attractive. And the good thing is she's very active on Facebook. So, you know, criminals are stupid.
Here you go.
And you know what's crazy? I'm really going to miss y'all, but I'm going back in law enforcement in about 2 months. I'm going to Fayette County Sheriff's Office.
All right.
Oh,
well,
good
for
you.
You're not going to miss us. You just get us on the app. That's fine.
Well, yeah, I'll call. I can call her. You two are my favorite. You know, I love talking to y'all.
You're
you have
so
great
sweet.
Taste. You have incredible
best taste
good taste.
Ever. Mm-hmm.
Favorite animated show or movie all time?
Well, I heard you talking about A's. I'm sorry, but this is the original 101 Dalmatian.
The item at a barbecue, if done well, gets you most excited.
My wife's homemade crock pot green beans. She puts everything in with it.
Favorite father-daughter time together?
Well, unfortunately, she's 22 years old now, but when she was growing up, it used to be daddy-daughter date nights. On weekends, we'd go to movies.
I love that.
Movies, mm-hmm. Date night. Love it. Hey, Greg and Ackworth, favorite animated show or movie all time?
Yeah, you got to go with the girl. It's got to be Looney Tunes. I mean, classical music, cartoons.
Bugs
I mean, you
Bunny,
can't beat that.
Bugs Bunny.
Yeah, the goat. It's the goat.
The item at a barbecue, if done well, gets you most excited.
Sandy, it's the ribs, but you got to have the mac, too. So you know, it's just a combo.
Yeah, I like a good mac and cheese.
Father-daughter, favorite time together?
Yeah, it would be snow skiing, sitting on the lifts and together and down the slopes.
That's a great one.
Wonderful thing.
That's a great
good for
one.
You. That's a good call.
All right, Sandy, I'll see you next Tuesday.
Happy Memorial Day,
have
everybody.
A great
be
holiday.
Careful.
Thank you, Bo. Thank you, Smoke and Joe Patrick. Tomorrow we got Rusty and Andy and Randy coming up next. Thanks for making the Steakhouse part of your day.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.